وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran and how different verses of the Holy Quran talk about different dimensions of the soul. In the last episode, we talked about the heart, and we were talking about different emotions and feelings that reside in the hearts. And we said some of these emotions are good, some of them are bad, but some of them, it's tricky, and we should be careful. They seem good, but they are not good. And this is very important. Some of us rely in our judgments, mainly rely in the basic and first-hand emotions that we feel in our hearts. And the example that we gave for that was the emotions that the fabricators have of the fabrication. Fabricators, those who introduce new things into a religion that does not belong to religion, the concept of iftira and ala Allah. Iftira ala Allah means to say something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not said it and attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say, for example, this prayer, this salat, this supplication, this is something that Allah likes, for example, or anything. And then, which in fact is not part of the religion. And when that false attribution takes place, the person starts to develop a kind of positive feeling towards it. He feels spiritual when recite that piece of prayer or anything. Don't take me wrong. We can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different languages, in any language, in the way that we like, as long as we do not attribute it to religion. That's the most important part of it. As long as we make the distinction. In many communities, you see people, after some generations, yes, they come up with a good culture, with a good tradition. Okay, let's do this when this birthday takes place. I don't know when the marriage is there, when the celebration of this is there. Okay, it's a good thing that they have actually diversities of our communities are part of the very beautiful thing that we have in our communities. It's not like an army that every community should do this and do that. But then we should be careful. As long as we know that this is a cultural thing, this is not a religious thing, and we make sure that the next generation also take that, this is a culture, this is not part of the religion. Because after some generations, people think that this thing, this cultural thing, is religion. And then they defend it as a holy thing, as a sacred thing, which is not. And this is very important. This is very crucial. We should be careful to make the distinction. We have certain parts of the religion that should remain intact, should remain the same until the day of judgment, should remain the same in all different communities. In all Muslim communities, we should have prayer in Arabic towards Qibla according to the common recitation of the Holy Quran and all these things that you know. Yes, but then after prayer, in this masjid they recite this dua, in that masjid they recite that dua. That is okay. That is mantaqatul faragh. This is a zone of freedom. But as long as we make the distinction, so don't take me wrong, I'm not making the foolish comment or idea that everything, every diversity in communities is bid'ah and we should, no, it's not true. It's very important to make the distinction that this is religion, this is a cultural thing that we do, and we don't believe that this cultural thing is sacred, we don't attribute it to the religion. We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Oh,
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about how important it is to make the distinction between things that are not part of the religion and things that are part of the religion. And when we make the distinction, it becomes clearer to us and it becomes clearer to the next generation that what part they can attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can attribute to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and what parts they can attribute to the culture that they have, so that they don't fall into the trap or into be one of the instances or examples of these verses talking about how people started an innovation, a fabrication in religion, and later on they actually felt spiritual about it. And they thought this is a good thing, this is spiritual, and because I have a spiritual feeling, this is... So no, this is, you can have a spiritual feelings about many things, doesn't make it part of the religion. So, and you should not, and we should not trust this first-hand, basic, and raw, naive feelings and emotions that we find in our heart. Sometimes, some of these feelings actually are not inherently good feelings. They seem good to us, but they do not originate from good places. So this is one thing that about innovation and battle, falsehood, that the hubbul battle, the love for battle and innovation resides in the hearts of some people, and they should be careful about that. Another function of the heart, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, is the point of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let me recite the beautiful verse. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Huwa alladhi anzala as-sakinata fi qulubil mu'minin liyazdadu imanan ma'a imanihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down sakina. Sakina means peacefulness, settlement of the heart. To the heart of mu'minin, anzal as-sakina, in the times of hardship. Now, this is for the time of the war, if I'm not mistaken, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps people psychologically, that gives them a sense of peacefulness so that liyazdadu imanan, so that they increase in their faith. Ma imanahem, they previously had a faith, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds to that faith. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the armies. Junud here means all the power and might in the heaven and earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowledgeable, all wise. Or in another verse we recite وَرَبَتْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, talking about the people of the cave when they wanted to show their faith. And they were living in a society that was a pagan society. It was very difficult for them to show their theistic, monotheistic belief. So Allah says, وَرَبَتْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We have made their hearts strong. إِذْ قَامُوا, when they stood up. فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they said, we do not worship the idols that you have. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb, who is the Lord of the heaven and earth. لَن نَدْغَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا. When we do not attribute any other God, any other deity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, we also have other functions of the heart. Inshallah, we will continue the discussion in the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى